97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for nasty, if you're looking for gruesome, if you are looking to get into the Halloween spirit, nothing quite says it like the Saw series. And Saw 6 coming to theater soon. And one of the stars of multiple Saw movies, Betsy Russell, on the phone. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you feeling? It sounds like you got the sniffles.
No, I'm just waking up, just trying to recuperate from the, we had the screening last night, so just trying to wake up. It was incredible.
Well, no one here has really ever been to a screening, so can you give us kind of the, how the rundown goes? Is there like a red carpet kind of a thing? Is this like the premiere?
Yeah, it's like a premiere. I mean, they call it a friends and family screening because they want to keep it simple. Like, they're superstitious, and ever since the first one, you know, it's been at the same place, at this little theater, which is now turned into two theaters. And there's definitely red carpet, and, you know, the press just comes out in droves and lots. It's like the biggest ticket in town. It's the hardest ticket to get. People just want to come out and check it out, and it's tons of fun. It's great.
I think it's funny that, you know, the Saw movies, the people that make the Saw movies are superstitious about where they do the screening. I think that's funny.
They are. We kept it the same place, and the after party the same place, and everything every single year for, I guess it's been 6 years now. So they definitely are. It's been doing well, and they don't want to change anything.
Are you still lying in bed right now?
I just got woken up by you guys, yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? It's not the first time or the last time that someone pretty is going to be waking up to my voice.
All right, good for you.
I'm enjoying that. So yep. After the screening, is there like an after party? Is there drinks involved?
There was an after party. They actually did move it this year to a great location after all that, and it was, you know, just so much fun and yeah, lots of parties and drinks and fun. And
what's your drink of
really,
choice?
Really loved it.
Hmm? Betsy Russell, what's your drink of choice?
You know, I like Patron Silver tequila.
I'll tell you what, I recently have been introduced to Patron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord.
Yep, just straight to it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chilled. Oh yeah, you have to have it chilled, but
lime. When
there was one time where I had a really bad experience with tequila.
Oh.
Yeah, it involved New Year's Eve and the canal. And and me, you know, putting stuff in the canal that used to be inside me.
Yeah, well, it probably wasn't Patron or
No, it definitely was not. So,
or something cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be good stuff. It has to be good. So, yeah, it goes down pretty smoothly.
Yeah, talking to Betsy Russell, Saw 6, how important is it to choose what you wear when you go to one of those screenings?
Oh, my God. It's crazy because I don't go out that much and do that many red carpets, so they send me stylists and racks of clothes, and I get to borrow jewelry, and I get, you know, hair and makeup. It takes a village, believe me, because they focus on everything from your hands to your feet to what you're wearing, and you know.
What's the most expensive piece of jewelry that you've borrowed for one of these things?
I borrowed something last night for like, I don't know, one, something was $45,000, the other thing was $30,000. So I just say, oh, how about this and this? And they're like, sure, just take it, you know.
Wow. Now, how long do you have to give it back? I mean, is there somebody waiting for it at the end of the night? Do you still have it now?
No, it's red light, by the way. No, it's just my stylist comes back and picks it up the next day, and, you know, it's cool.
Are you sleeping?
It's not like millions of dollars or anything like that, but it's good stuff.
Betsy Russell, are you sleeping with the $45,000 piece of jewelry on right now?
No, it's sitting in the bathroom. I wish. I hate to give it back, though. Oh, my God. It was such a big, beautiful black diamond. Oh, loved it. The ring.
Again, we're talking to Betsy Russell, Saw 6. It's in theaters now. Now, when you've made a bunch of these movies, mm-hmm. and you've seen the inside and how everything works, and you know that stuff smells funny, and you know the people that made all the special effects, is it weird knowing that people get scared by the movie, even though you know the intricacies and how kind of funny it is to make it?
No, it's not weird at all. In fact, last night, I would have to say, is the first time that I really just kept my eyes open and really watched the whole thing, kind of remembering that I had seen, you know, the rubber stomach that was getting stabbed. And I don't know what got into me, but I just kept my eyes open and watched the whole thing. It was just, oh, my God, it was incredible. It's such a good movie. I mean, honestly, before a lot of people thought it was, you know, the best Saw movie, if not one of the best, definitely as good as one or two. So.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's Betsy Russell. It is Saw 6. Nothing will get you in the mood for Halloween quicker than a Saw movie.
I absolutely
agree to that.
So before
you go, I know you have a ton of press to do, and I apologize that I'm the one that woke you up.
No, that's okay.
So one thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, it is the Quick 6. The 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Betsy Russell, what is the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
What's the last song? Oh, my God. Shoot, I can't remember things. There's so many I just downloaded. Can you come back to that? Because I can't think this early in the morning.
All right. Favorite toy as a child?
Oh, I had trolls.
You had, like, the little trolls at the end of your pencil?
Not Barbies, but trolls. Exactly. Oh.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
I'll watch a TV show. How about that? I Love Lucy.
There you go. What are the three things you cannot leave the house without?
Lip gloss, my keys, and my phone.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I better not answer that.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy is probably, again, my computer. Not again, but my computer.
What do you do? Are you on like a Twitter, Facebook kind of thing, or do you like play games, or what do you do?
I actually am on Facebook. Yeah, I like Facebook. And what else do I do? I don't know. I just kind of get around, you know.
All right, Betsy, I'm gonna Facebook you. Okay.
Oh no.
And you and I will be Facebook friends.
Okay.
All right. Don't be scared.
You got it.
I'm harmless.
No, my favorite song actually is I don't know what it's called. It's Usher though.
Usher?
Yeah, I love Usher.
Is it old school Usher? Is it the one that Kevin James dances to in Hitch? Is it that one?
I don't even know what it's called because somebody else made my playlist, but it's my favorite song. I can't remember.
All right, that'll work. Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't remember what I downloaded last.
Betsy, it sounds like you don't remember half of last night right now.
I know. It's too early
Love it.
Oh, well.
Betsy Russell, Saw 6 in theaters now. Thank you so much for the time. And you know what you should do right now? You should go have a big cup of coffee, have a big greasy breakfast, and then you'll be good to go.
Why, you don't think I'm doing a good job like this?
No, I just think a big cup of coffee and a big greasy breakfast helps with a hangover.
No, I don't have a hangover. I'm just going to go back to sleep for 4 hours and I'll be fine.
Nice. Betsy Russell, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM.
Go see the movie. You'll love it.